Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Well, it's been another week, so let's look back on what's happened with the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up, we're shining a light all over Europe. Everyone is streaming from home, and France released their 2020 entry. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, welcome. It's ENC Insights News Podcast. I'm Ewan Spence, and yes, it's been another week in the world of the Song Contest and in the world of a rapidly changing world. How is the lockdown going for you? I know, it's hard on me to, you know, what novelty there was, it's gone now. It's especially hard as the future of the whole self-isolation and lockdown is pretty unclear at the moment, unlike, say, a military tour of duty. We don't know when this new normal will come to an end, and neither do we know what's going to be the other side of it as well. The daily walk for physical health is oft mentioned. You know, stay indoors, just go out shopping, go out for your one walk a day. But mental health is being mentioned less, and I do think that that's both important and maybe something that we can help each other with. See, look, you look around for the professionals. There's three things you should be thinking about here. Having buddy groups, chat groups, so you can share the experience even if you're not in the same household. Find a way to distract yourself and be kind to yourself as well. I think the Song Contest and everything that we have around it, even though we don't have it in Rotterdam 2020, that can still help. After all, we're a community. We're already like that big buddy group. But go out there, make some smaller ones. Get a couple of the friends that you know into a little WhatsApp group. You know, get the occasional video call going when you're all on screen and you're all just got a cup of coffee in your hand and you've no purpose at all but just to chat to each other. Go out, make those small groups out of the big group that we all love. In terms of distraction, well, we're Eurovision fans. We can find distraction in the history of our song contest, the debates and the delights. We've got those big face groups in where we can all have those big chats. We can all dive into what's your favourite Eurovision song from Morocco and start an intense debate over that one. Those aren't for everybody though, okay? So, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to get involved with us. Find another way for the song contest to distract you. Find a way that works for you. Perhaps it might be something a little bit more personal, some more quiet. Watching old national finals. Quite a number of broadcasters have put old shows back up online on their website. Look at the discography of your favourite Eurovision artists, or even the ones that you all quite liked them when they were at the contest. We've got, you know, so many resources from the Spotify's and the Apple's and the Google Play Music's that you can go back and explore. And if not, you will find lots of footage of singles and videos and stuff on YouTube as well. You know, very few of us have listened to every Eurovision song. You know, I started a website to do it and I'm about halfway through. So it's like, now is the best time to go from song 800 to song 900. But, you know, you don't have to be like me. You don't have to shout about it online. Just find that little thing for you. And be kind to yourself. That's probably the biggest one of them all. You don't need permission from me. But just remember, you can be sad. That's okay. You can be frustrated. You can rail against the world. You can be emotional. It is healthy to let that out. You're allowed to take a break from all of this. Whatever you are doing is enough. It's a good mantra to live by. Whatever you're doing is enough. Just, you know, relax. Focus on what you can affect in your own life. And when you need the distraction, you have Eurovision. And when you have Eurovision, you have the Eurovision community. And when you have the Eurovision community, you've got a week's worth of news to at least distract you a little bit more. As we all know, there is no Eurovision Song Contest this year. The Ahoy Theatre is no longer going to be holding our great, spectacular show. But the Dutch authorities have put it to good use. It's being used as a temporary care location to help keep regular hospitals available for more serious cases. And over the next week or two, I've no doubt that we'll see many of the large exhibition halls and spaces that have been used to host the Eurovision Song Contest over the last few years are going to be used as temporary facilities. After all, they're big, they're spacious, got good transport links. I mean, just before we started the recording of the show, the United Kingdom's Eurovision 1982 venue in Harrogate is being set up as well. So society is getting everything done. As we said at the top there, all of that out in the world, they're taking care of that. Well, they're doing that, you take care of yourself. And while we don't have a song contest on May the 16th, we now have a show. The Eurovision Showcase is what I called it before, but it now has a name. It's now Europe Shine a Light. It's going to be 2 hours, produced by Avrotross, with the Eurovision 2020 hosting team in place. They're going to bring together the artists from all around Europe who would have been singing this year. They're probably going to be coming from their living rooms. For a combined performance of a previous Eurovision song, they'll be celebrating their own entries as they go through, although it's a two-hour show and we've got 41 songs in the entry list, so we're not going to get the full length of all the songs. And we're going to have other Eurovision artists come in with familiar songs from the history of the song contest. It's not a contest, though, so there's no voting, even though it is going to be broadcast live. So you can set your diaries now, Saturday, 16th of May. It's an hour later than normal. It's at 9 p.m. Central European Time. In terms of who's going to be carrying that show, as we record this, confirmations of broadcasters from, well, the Netherlands, Bulgaria, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Serbia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and Ukraine. That's not an exclusive list. There's probably going to be more broadcasters pitching as they have a look ahead and fill up their schedules. A number of those broadcasters are also going to be organising their own shows, either on the Saturday night or in the week leading up to it. For example, SVT in Sweden are having a public vote on the 41 songs, and then you'll find 26 qualifiers, and then they will do another show on that week to find Sweden's winner. So that's probably the two semi-final slots. And then they'll have Shine a Light going out on Saturday night. And we wait to see what other broadcasters are doing with the plans as well. I mean, we know the Netherlands are doing extra shows. Coronel Mass is having one of the chat shows as well on the Saturday night. And if we look at the BBC, for example, they'd already announced Eurovision Come Together for that Saturday night slot. But this is before Shine a Light was confirmed publicly. So, and also, we don't know. You know, the BBC might do an hour of Eurovision Come Together, and then 2 hours of the Shine a Light, and then come back for an hour in their studio as well. It could just be a wrapper around the show. So, like everything, broadcasters are just trying to work out things as they're going through. So we'll have more news on what shows are going to be happening, the wrappers and whatever, over the next few weeks. In terms of one new show that we already have, well, it debuted today. The first Eurovision Home Concert went out at 3 o'clock this Friday Central European Time on the youtube.com/Eurovision official channel. Four acts putting their own spin both in their own Eurovision tracks and covering others. Four performers this week saw Rainer Schochnessy, Ireland 2018, Slavko from Montenegro in 2017, Tamara Todovesko, North Macedonia just passed in 2019, and Rasmussen from Denmark's 2018 entry. You can watch that again on YouTube. There will be another show debuting at the same time next week as well. And just a little bit of paperwork to file here. France have finally released their version of their Eurovision 2020 song. Tom Leib's The Best in Me was it was up there, and then we heard there was going to be a change. They've put a lot more French into it now. So Mon Allée, The Best in Me from Tom Leib has now been released, and there's up there at the, again at the official website, youtube.com/Eurovision, and you'll pick it up there. In terms of looking forward to Eurovision 2021, yes, it is very, very early, but we're getting more news about who is going to be confirmed to go back again. We've got another three this week to add to our list. Romanian broadcaster TVR have asked Roxanne to return, which she has accepted. Like every other charting artist, the September 1st rule applies, so they can't use the song that they were going to take this year because it would have had a commercial advantage. So there's going to have to be another song selected. There's, given that Roxanne was an internally selected artist and then the song was chosen by public, well, I suspect there's going to be something similar there. Over in Austria, where they confirmed that Vincent Bueno will be coming back for 2021 as well. That was an internal selection of artist and song, so it's probably going to be an internal selection of the song. But we should flag up that all of this is subject to change. The deadline for getting the 2021 songs is probably going to be something like mid-March next year. And things can change up to there. But at the moment, we're just going where they stand. Also, Australia's confirmed Montaigne is going to be coming back as well. And of course, their last national final, Dammy Yim said, I'm coming back in 2021. But SBS have kept faith with their current winner. And Dammy has passed on her good wishes on Twitter. And there's, I suspect now there's a good chance we'll see her in 2022. SBS have said in the press release that viewers will miss Australia Decides in 2021, so it implies that's going to be an internal song selection rather than heading up to the Gold Coast and bringing all the artists in. But again, we shall see what happens as the future goes forward. So those three add into Effendi for Azerbaijan, Huvafornik for Belgium, Victoria for Bulgaria, Turni Kipiani for Georgia, Stefania for Greece, Eden Alen for Israel, Yonyu Makri for the Netherlands, Blas Canto for Spain, Jons Tiers for Switzerland, and Goa for Ukraine. So that is 13 artists out of, if everything stays the same, 41 there. So not quite a third, but we're getting close to it. In terms of news from the delegations, nobody's rehearsing, but they are looking forward. So Denmark, for example, are looking forward. They have said they are having a national final next year, so it's not going to be an automatic internal selection for Ben and Tan. Whether they get invited back into the process, whether they're going to buy straight to the final, we don't know, and we're not going to know for some time. DR have said that that's going to be debated after the pandemic and all the implications of that have subsided. The same with Lithuania, but slightly different. They are going to have a national final, but they have invited the Roop back straight as a wild card into the grand final. There's no word yet if the Roop are going to accept that. It's a similar deal to what was offered to Ulrika in Norway last week. She declined that. She decided to do that. I'll just do the interval act as returning champion again. We'll keep, again, long time to go on that one, but some of the cards are being played. Over in Spain, two interesting things here. First one, the broadcaster RTV, he held an online poll structured into two semi-finals and a grand final equivalent to find out who would have won Spain's vote at Eurovision. And the Spanish broadcaster discovered, amazingly, that Spain Blas Canto won through in that poll there. But also coming out of Spain, the ES pre-party, which would have been happening next Saturday, the 11th. They're going to be doing an online concert on YouTube. And as with most things nowadays, the artists will be performing from home. So far, we have artists Victoria from Bulgaria, Benny Cristo from the Czech Republic have confirmed, along with Roxanne from Romania, the Mamas from Sweden, Leslie Roy from Ireland, Samantha Tina from Latvia, The Roop from Lithuania, and Vassil from North Macedonia. It's going to be going on YouTube as well, so we can all tune into that as well. It's not really a pre-party, but we are going with the ES pre-party at home on that one. What have we got for the next 7 days then? Well, Jukebox Jury is going to continue on the podcast. We're still in that strange space where we're airing shows that we recorded before the cancellation. But we got a lot of feedback from you that you're enjoying listening to the show. So we're going to keep with the ones that we've recorded. We're still airing on the podcast radio. So if you're listening to this on DAB Plus or thepodcastradio.co.uk, hi, come and visit our website, ucinsight.com, or find us in your podcast application. If you're listening on the podcast and you're looking for new content, new podcast, or just something different, thepodcastradio.co.uk, and tell them we sent you. What else? You can still sign up for our newsletter. ESC Buzz carries on Twitter. Every 5 minutes or so, our little buzzbot goes out and find out what people are talking about in the world of Eurovision. So twitter.com/ESC Buzz for that one. Saturday, 4th of April, we've got the third edition of Eurovision. Again, Rob Polly and the team sorting out a live tweet-along, sync-along 15 minutes before the show starts. Twitter.com/Eurovision again will announce the year and the YouTube video we're all watching, at which point, when we get to 8 o'clock, everybody presses play and we all pitch in on the hashtag, naturally, Eurovision again. Last week was Athens 2006, and we had voting as well. So we saw Sweden's Carola top with the fans, and actual winners Lordi came second. This week, I have no idea what year Rob and the team are going to pick, and you are going to be able to vote again as well with technology on that one provided by ESC Insight's Ellie Chalkley. What else? Well, next Friday on the 10th of April is going to be the second Eurovision home concert from the team over at Eurovision.tv. There'll be another Eurovision again on Saturday the 11th of April, and ES pre-party from home will be running on the 11th as well. Plus, all the debate and discussions are happening on all the communities, Reddit, ESC Nation, Facebook, all those groups. Everybody's still discussing and talking about Eurovision. You going to set up your own little groups as well? they're going to be chatting as well. So it just remains for me to say, quite simply, whatever you're doing, stay safe, be kind. Ta-ra for now. Let's call in the guitars. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was written and hosted by Ewan Spence. More details at escinsight.com.